This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you. And as well, to express to you our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Mm-hmm. Now, again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as that higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, the information that you receive during that silent communication or that telepathic exchange of information many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs than is the information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. Now, as always, once again, the choice to be involved in that silent communication is yours, absolutely, and should you choose to do so, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you can enter into that meditative or altered state of consciousness and participate in that experience, absolutely. Now, we continuously suggest to you that your reality is illusional in its reflection of the beliefs and the belief systems that you hold, both personal, societal, and what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems, all lumped together to form the basis of the beliefs that are reflected in the reality that you experience. We have attempted many times to express to you that you are in complete control of this reality that you experience, that you create, and that you participate in your awakened consciousness state. Who and what you truly are. Is a very difficult concept to give an accurate explanation. Who you are. You are each of you a multi-dimensional personality. A multi-dimensional personality that exists in what we refer to as the now. But for the sake of attempting an explanation that you can apply to your concept of time and space, we would suggest that you are a multi-dimensional personality that exists and has existed in a multitude of incarnational periods or lifetimes within the so-called history of your planet and of your Earth system and your universe. The explanation becomes difficult because it's really not an experience that it involves the passage of time, or however in your so-called awakened consciousness state, the passage of time is a very real and a very difficult belief system for you to put aside and to gain the understanding that it's an illusion. So, you've existed in your so-called past, in your history, each of you have experienced other lifetimes, incarnational periods. And some would even suggest that those experiences have and are influencing the experience that you have in this incarnational period. To some extent that can be held as being true. You see, once again, you exist in the now, and the experiences are occurring not in your so-called past, but simultaneously, and that's where the explanation becomes very difficult. You've experienced and are experiencing these other incarnational periods that are influencing this concept of your personality, of your understanding, if you wish, that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness stage. In this incarnational period, the irony of it is that this incarnational period as well is influencing and having effect on this multidimensional personality that you are in all of your other incarnational periods as well. And therein lies the difficulty of giving an explanation that's based upon this concept of a time and space where you believe that your past is your history and that your future has not yet been created and can be readily influenced, whereas the past you believe is set, and although it is set, it may be indeed having an influence upon your so-called present incarnational period, and for those who believe in reincarnation on possible future incarnational periods, the irony of it is that it occurs in the now and it's all simultaneously happening or occurring, if you wish. And once again, therein lies the difficulty of an accurate type of an explanation. It's locked. When you exist in this incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state, you understand that there are many different facets, if you wish, of your personality. There are different types of displays of your personality depending upon the situation and the circumstance that you create and that you are experiencing in your day-to-day activities. And it can range from being a very loving and intimate individual or part of your personality to the exact opposite of the spectrum where your personality expresses anger. One may seem and appear to be entirely different and separate from the other, and yet it's, as each of you understand, all simply various aspects of an individual's personality in your awakened consciousness state. But if you were to apply that analogy to all of the incarnational periods that you're involved in, well, like your understanding that you exist within this incarnational period, all of your incarnational periods exist within the now. And while you, in this incarnational period, have different aspects of your personality, so it is in your so-called other incarnational periods, your other lifetime experiences, that you experience entirely different aspects of your personality. Not just simply the difference as that we express in this incarnational period as being from that intimate and loving individual to someone who can experience and express anger, but rather total different personalities in other incarnational periods, in other lifetimes, if you wish. Each of you have experienced and are experiencing other incarnational periods in various areas of your so-called earth system, other cultures, other societal belief systems, different types of personalities, different genders, from being perhaps in one incarnational period an entity who is a very tyrant type of individual to someone who in another incarnational period can be a very loving and understanding and giving type of personality. Different individuals involved in a multitude of circumstances that you have agreed to create and to co-create with the entities that you're involved in those incarnational periods. We have suggested in this particular incarnational period in the interactions that we have experienced with each other that for the most part the entities that you meet with, that you interact with in your day-to-day activities are entities that you have in other incarnational periods been involved with, interacted with, been involved in various different types of relationships. Entities that are within a very close group, family entities, and existences, for example, quite often are entities who have shared similar types of relationships in other incarnational periods, reversing genders, reversing positions, attempting to experience the emotions and the feelings that are involved in those types of relationships, and yet feeling somehow very close to those entities and wishing to reincarnate to experience other incarnational periods in different roles with the same entity, to share the different emotions and feelings once again that are involved in those alternate types of creation situations. When one is involved in that type of relationship in your day-to-day activities, and one begins to feel that they are not in control, understand that you are always in control, that you exist in that particular type of reality because at some level you have made the choice to hold the belief system that allows you to create and to be involved in the co-creation with other entities who are also involved in that experience, so that you can have the opportunity to experience the types of emotions and feelings that are involved in those interactions and in those relationships. Now that becomes very easy to accept if the relationship, if the activity, if the creation that you're involved in is one that you view as being a very positive or a very joyful type of experience. It becomes much more difficult when the experience is not so enjoyable, when it's less than desirable. But once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief systems, creates the reality so that you can experience those intense range of emotions and feelings and rejoices in the creation process. And so, you are involved in interactions, creation, day-to-day experiences that are, once again, primarily experiences with entities that you have been involved with in other incarnational periods throughout your so-called history. And if you can grasp that concept, that you exist in the now, indeed are involved in your so-called future incarnational periods, in each of them awe-affecting. The personality that you experience not only in this incarnational period, but in all of the other incarnational periods, similarly to all of the so-called different mood swings that you experience in this incarnational period, all are masked together to give you the overall personality that you are. It becomes difficult once again in your so-called awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept, because you choose to put in place once again the limitations of the understanding of who you truly are, that you are this multidimensional personality. It's very difficult for you to interact with other areas of that personality in your so-called awakened consciousness state, because you choose to put in place the limitations of the understanding. You choose to put in place and to sustain the veil that limits your understanding of this multidimensional personality that you are experiencing not only in this incarnational period, but in all of the other incarnational periods throughout your so-called history, and indeed, once again, into your so-called future, existing in the now. And so in your past, you have been many of the other aspects of the personalities that you choose to experience. Different genders. Many of you would be shocked to have in your so-called awakened consciousness state the understanding and the knowledge of other experiences that you're involved in other incarnational periods. And conversely, in those other incarnational periods in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you may be shocked to see what it is that you're involved in and experiencing in this incarnational period. And yet each of them allow you to experience these different ranges of emotions and feelings, which is the purpose for which you choose to continue to exist within this vibrational level. So you are a multidimensional personality. For some who, in this incarnational period and in other incarnational periods, have come to get a grasp of the understanding of the limitless personalities that are available and that they have experienced in other incarnational periods, it becomes much easier to accept the different personalities and the different beliefs and belief systems that others hold in this incarnational period that you interact with on your day-to-day activities, to be more acceptable of different beliefs, societal beliefs and individual beliefs that you experience and that you interact with on your day-to-day activities, and to be more understanding that indeed in some other lifetime, in some other incarnational period, chances are you held the same beliefs. Chances are you were involved in the same type of creation process. Nothing is right or wrong, but what you believe it to be is your so-called awakened consciousness state. Right or wrong is a human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. It becomes a difficult concept for many to grasp in your so-called awakened consciousness state, where there are your societal limitations, which we're not suggesting for an instant are not valid. They allow you to coexist, they give you structure, something which you desire in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this illusionary reality that you're involved in that you're creating. Societal limitations that allow you to function in your day-to-day activities,
give you boundaries. You lack boundaries in your so-called awakened consciousness there. You lack to believe that you are somehow separate from each other. You lack to believe that these boundaries are limitations, that if you step beyond it, then you have violated your so-called societal beliefs and your societal system that you wish to exist within. So there's nothing wrong with having these limitations. There's nothing wrong with establishing in your so-called awakened consciousness state that one is the right or the proper way to be involved in interaction with another versus what you might consider to be the wrong way to be involved in that interaction. Societal limitations are what you believe in your so-called awakened consciousness state are necessary for you to coexist. So we're not for an instant suggesting that it's not a valid concept to have limitations, to put in place the rules and the regulations that allow you to coexist in a society. Even though those rules and regulations may vary from society to society, what's important is that the society that you're involved in puts in place, maintains and sustains those limitations that you agree in your awakened consciousness state to participate in the sustaining of. That's what's important. What we're suggesting is, once again, that it's not that that's not a valid system and that you don't require it absolutely. It allows you, once again, to function in your society, in your awakened consciousness state. What we're suggesting, however, is that the level of consciousness from which you create your reality does not judge what's right or wrong. Simply validates beliefs and belief systems that you hold and rejoices in that validation, even though in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you may look upon that interaction or you may look upon that experience as being less than desirable. How could anyone choose to be involved in that type of creation process or in that type of reality? And yet, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process, in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems, without judging whether it's right or wrong, without judging whether it's good or bad for you, without judging whether or not that's an experience which you should or should not have or should or should not experience because of the impact or the reflection that it has on the other entities that you are involved in that creation process. So, now, it's also important as well to understand that all of the entities involved in that creation process, even though some may judge that as being an interaction that's desirable, versus others who believe that it's an interaction that's less than desirable, nonetheless, at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, each rejoices in the creation process. At that level, there is no judgment as to what's right or wrong, simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and of the creation of that which you truly desire. And so you go through these incarnational periods through a multitude of different personalities, different genders, being involved in different cultures, experiencing the different human races that exist within your earth systems. Some of them, which may even from the present society that you're existing in, seem to be very bizarre, the very opposite of what it is that you hold as being important in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period. And yet each of them are incarnational periods that you choose to be involved in that are a reflection of the beliefs that you hold in that particular incarnational period, for the purpose of creating a reality that allows you to experience once again the emotions and feelings associated with those types of creation processes. You are a multi-dimensional personality, far more than what you may even consider to be possible in your awakened consciousness state in any of the incarnational periods that you're involved in. You have, for the most part in your so-called history, experienced most of the different scenarios and realities that allow you to experience once again that intense and varied range of emotions and feelings that is possible for you to experience. We have suggested many times that you as a human consciousness had at one point agreed to terminate this incarnational period. And we use that terminology, agreed to at one point, to once again reflect and to give you some concept of an idea within your grasp or your understanding of time and space. So you had for a time agreed that you would terminate this incarnational period in this particular vibrational level that you exist within. And in the year of 1987, you began a transformation and a transition of the energy that makes up this incarnational period and this vibrational level. And you had, as a human consciousness, agreed to have that transition completed by the year of 2012. And as you near the completion of that transition, by all intents and best upon your present belief systems, you will continue to experience realities in this vibrational level with an altered energy that comprises the vibrational level that once again will allow you to create a reality based upon an understanding of your belief systems from a human conscious awake perspective that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past or history. And so the possibility to experience different creation processes, and as a result as well the different emotions and feelings, exist for each of you. And based upon that particular perspective, you have agreed to perpetuate, to continue existing within your vibrational level. Each of you have reincarnated many, many times. Each of you have experienced multitudes of incarnational periods of lifetimes, if you wish. Some of them you would look upon as being very mundane, where you put in place belief systems in your altered states of consciousness, and where your whole entire existence within an incarnational period seemed to be based entirely upon fate, completely out of your hands in terms of being able to manipulate or to accomplish any type of influence from your personality upon that incarnational period. Your choice to be involved in that type of experience. And some that each of you have been involved in and have chosen to be involved in. And from the other end of the spectrum to incarnational periods where you have been almost completely in charge of the realities that you are experiencing, understanding that you have the ability to experience what you might refer to as very desirable realities, very desirable incarnational periods. Again,
one not being any more valid than the other in terms of the experiences and of the emotions and feelings that are involved with those experiences, and each one being as important to that spark of consciousness that you are as the other, each one being as significant in terms of creating and creation process to experience the emotions and feelings, and each one an experience and a creation process that that spark of consciousness that you are has rejoiced in. So each of you are a multidimensional personality. That's who you are. Each of you are experiencing all, if you wish to utilize your belief in time and space, have experienced many incarnational periods. For some who have taken the time and extended the effort, it's possible for you to alter your consciousness and in the meditative state even recall and to bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state memories of other incarnational periods. Each of you has that capacity should you choose to do so. That's who you are. You are a multi-dimensional personality. What you are becomes a little more difficult to give an explanation for. What you are. What you are not is some type of soul or entity that has been somehow forced to exist within this vibrational level for whatever reason that you may conceive. Some soul who has been forced to exist within this incarnational period or within this vibrational level or your earth system for the purpose of having to perform some type of experience or growth or whatever type of limitations you wish to put upon that entity and that they need to expand from in order to leave your vibrational level. That is not what you are. What you are not is a soul or an entity that is under the control of any other soul or entity or energy that has control over your experiences in this vibrational level in your incarnational period. You are not under anyone's control or influence. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that you can't, if you so desire, create a reality that in your so-called awakened consciousness state gives the illusion that you're not in control. In fact, you go to great lengths to create realities to validate this illusion that you're not in control, because you see, once again, it makes it seem more real. And so if you wish to choose to believe that there are other entities that are controlling your reality and your experiences, other entities that are determining what's going to be provided or not be provided for you in your so-called future and in your day-to-day activities, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. Once again, right or wrong is only an awakened human consciousness concept. The spark of consciousness that you are will give you that if that's what you desire to experience. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. If you wish to believe that there are some other entities that are your guides or your angels or other entities that are indeed controlling what your outcome is in your day-to-day activities. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. That's what's important to understand, that it's your choice. You see, you cannot limit what is a choice in areas that you can have and what is a choice in areas that you're not allowed to experience. You either have free choice or you don't. There are almost no entities existing within your present earth system who would not at some area or level of their day-to-day activities and experiences say that they have absolutely no choice. At some point, at some particular activity in their awake hours or in the hours that they choose to enter into what you refer to as a sleep time or an altered state of consciousness, at some point, each and every entity would say, yes, I can have a choice in that. Free choice. Each of you has free choice. And if you choose to believe you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. Now, that may put into situations where you're involved in your awakened consciousness death, and you can point and say, well, see, I'm not in control. You can have that. It's an illusion. This experience that you're having in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. Not only can you have it, but the spark of consciousness that you are will indeed create it joyously without judging or condemning whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, or whether you shouldn't or shouldn't be involved in that type of experience. It's your choice. And you can have that. But what's important to understand is that it's your choice. You see, you can tack an entity and you can strip away almost all of his ability to make choices in his day-to-day activities and seemingly put one in a situation where they are not in control. You can tax someone and you can confine them in a very small area for almost an infinite amount of time in terms of your incarnational period. And you can subject an entity, once again, to being involved in limited day-to-day activities. You can control when one has the ability to perform what you, in your so-called freedom state, can make the choice to do whenever you wish to. When do you eat? When do you sleep? When do you enter into certain areas? When do you come and go? You can restrict all of that. And you can attack that entity once again and confine them in a very limited space and control each and every of their day-to-day activities, seemingly. And yet the entity who understands that this is their choice, that at some level they hold beliefs that may be in conflict with the so-called beliefs of their aggressors, but nonetheless understand that the limitations that they are subjected to are as a result of their beliefs, and they continue to hold their beliefs in many ways, hold a freedom and an understanding that surpasses the aggressor. That one who seems to have taken all of the liberties away, in many ways, can be freer than the aggressor. Freedom exists in the mind. Freedom exists in understanding who and what you truly are. Freedom exists in accepting that the reality you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. And if that existence is in complete opposite of other entities that surround you, if you hold your beliefs as being the reflection of the principles that you have chosen to put in place, of the character of who and what you truly are, then in many ways, within thought, you are much freer than those who do not understand this creation process. And so while you can seemingly take away one's freedom, you can seemingly take away one's choices, you cannot take away one's ability and freedom of choice from within thought. You cannot take that away. Each of you has free choice. And it's through those choices and decisions that you can create the reality, not only can, but do create the reality that you are experiencing. And so what you are not is an entity that's subjected to a reality that is the creation of some other entity. That's not what you are. What you are not is an entity that's been placed upon this earth system in this vibrational level because you have to somehow grow or to become enlightened or to learn. It's not that you can't have those experiences if you so desire. It's important to understand the key term in that phrase is you so desire. It's not something that you are necessarily subjected to and must perform in order to accomplish some type of advancement or some type of enlightenment. Absolutely not. You are not an entity who is controlled by others. That's what you are not. You are not an entity that has been subjected to existing within this vibrational level without your choice. That you are not. What you are becomes much more difficult to give an explanation of. You see, we have suggested that you are a spark of consciousness. Even that term, spark of consciousness, allows one to conjure up this image of this vast consciousness of which you are but a spark. And it's not really that way. You are all that is. There is not one entity, not only existing within your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what the edge of you are. You are all that is. We've suggested that you are a piece of the one, and once again, that conjures up this concept that there's this huge one and you are but a small piece. And it's really not that way. You are the one. You are all that is. You're not a piece of the one, you're the one. And yet you are individuals. You're all one, and yet you are separate. You're all that is, and yet you are nothing. Explanation is defied through the utilization of the limitations of your vocabulary. You are all that is. You are the creator
this reality that you experience. Each of you are involved in the creation process. Each of you exist throughout your entire universe. It's an illusion. It's very difficult, once again, to give you a titled example without one wanting to refer that and to compare it to different types of scenarios. Similarly to when we suggest you a piece of the one, for example, and it conjures up the idea of this huge one that really doesn't exist. You are all that is, you're the one, and yet you are separate, yet each of you is separate from the one, and yet you are the one. Each of you exist within this vibrational level because you choose to exist within this vibrational level, and at various levels of your consciousness while you're in this vibrational level you experience realities that appear to be beyond your control, and those realities that you're experiencing are seemingly beyond your control because of your choice to put in the limitations of that understanding of who and what you truly are while you exist within this vibrational level. And yet we could suggest to you that you exist in all the other vibrational levels as well. You simply choose to experience the consciousness that you are having within this vibrational level while eliminating the experiences of the other vibrational levels that your consciousness exists within. You are all that is. You cannot be separate. You are all that is. We continuously find it amusing that in your so-called awakened consciousness state, many entities are searching for their spirituality. You can't lose your spirituality. It's who and what you are. You can't lose it. You can't be separated from it. We've used the analogy that it's for us like placing your right hand behind your back and then saying, well, now where did that go? I'm going to spend hours and hours looking for my right hand. And in order to make it more difficult, I'll even take some piece of element and I'll bind it to my back to make sure that I can't find it, because then it'll be much more challenging to look for it. You put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your understanding of who and what you truly are in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. But what it does not do is separate you from your spirituality. It limits your understanding of that spirituality, but does not separate you from it. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You do not have to search for it. It's who you are. You are so much more than you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. So many spend an almost limitless amount of time searching for that spirituality that they miss the creation process that they're involved in. To have that opportunity to experience this intense range of emotions and feelings that's available to each of you and is the purpose for which you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You don't have to search for it. You can go within inside and you can contact and be connected to that spirituality. And it can indeed give you an opportunity to have a better perspective and understanding of the experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness state. It can remove some of the misconceptions of this creation process that you're involved in, although to completely understand it in your awakened consciousness state is a limitation that you have put in place and can be very difficult for you to comprehend in this awakened consciousness state. Not impossible, but very difficult. And should you, in your awakened consciousness state, have a full grasp and understanding of the complexities of the personalities and the multidimensional personality that you are, you would be, as we have suggested in your so-called medical terms, be considered to be insane. Insanity would be the terminology that your doctors would apply to you to even suggest that you could hold the multitude of personalities that you are in your so-called awakened consciousness state. What you are. You are the creator of your reality. You are all that is, and you exist within each and every atom of this entire universe, of this entire reality in this vibrational level. We utilize the term universe like it has a limitation, and yet there is no limitation. Universe beyond universe beyond universe exist if you believe they exist, and exist because you as entities correct through beliefs and belief systems. It's a difficult concept to grasp that your reality is an illusionary reality. Doesn't mean insignificant. But it does mean that you as entities exist within each and every atom of all that you experience in this vibrational level. You are all that is. You are the creators of your reality. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. You are a multidimensional personality who is experiencing a multitude of incarnational periods. You are the God you search for. You create your reality absolutely and entirely, and you cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. You are all that is. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This is a no-fail adventure that you have embarked upon. It's not something that you must expand through, that you must go through, that you must become more enlightened for. Absolutely not. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The three simple truths that can allow one to, in this so-called new age and new energy, have an impact on their creation from a conscious level that's been very difficult for you to accomplish and to experience in your so-called past. You're all that is. Now, we would back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you had but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the attribute. And we would bid you farewell with love and peace.